Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. We move into the final hour of trading on this Wednesday with the Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ all slipping. Markets remain on cautious footing as stocks edge lower for a second day. Haven assets pushing higher after tensions mounted between the U.S. and North Korea. Gold up $20 the ounce, up 1.6%. 1279. The 10-year up 6.30 seconds, yield 2.24%. S&P down 7 now at 2467. That's a drop of 0.3%. The Dow down 74, also a drop of 0.3%. NASDAQ down 37, a decline there of 0.6%. Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis President Jim Bullard says Janet Yellen's successor should consider holding press conferences after every policy meeting if she isn't picked for a second term at the helm of the central bank. Bullard's comments came in an exclusive interview with Bloomberg Radio and Television, where he also talked about the interest rate environment.
We're in a low growth regime with low interest rates and low inflation. It's not just the U.S., really the G7. And I just don't think in this environment that you have to really push hard to get back to some level of interest rates that would have been appropriate in an earlier era, but that's not the era that we're in right now. So I think we're actually in pretty good shape for rates right now. We can, leave them where they are and then see how the data develops.
Office Depot shares plunging, suffering their worst stock decline in 15 months after tumbling retail sales hurt results, dealing another blow to the company after a failed takeover by Staples last year. Office Depot down 24%. Again, recapping, U.S. equities are lower across the board. S&P down 7, down 0.3%. The Dow down 74, down 0.3%. NASDAQ down 0.6%. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Thank you very much, Charlie Pellett. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio. Corey Johnson and Danny Berger here, sitting in for Carol Nassar. This is Bloomberg.
I am a lineman for the county. And I drive.
It's late Glenn Campbell, and not just Glenn Campbell Long. It's our song of the day, picked by Dave Wilson, our stock senator. You might have heard that song early this morning on the surveillance. You've been listening to Bloomberg Radio all day, and why wouldn't you be?
Yeah, when Tom Keene put that out on his Twitter feed, I just sort of gravitated to that version because it shows you how influential Glenn Campbell was to more contemporary musicians. Stone Temple Pilots featured on that particular recording. Just one example. You know, last year when Bruce Springsteen's autobiography came out, Vanity Fair ran a profile of him. At the time, he was working on a solo album, and he talked about how it was inspired by Glenn Campbell's work with Jimmy Webb during the time when he had his hits. Well, we haven't got the solo album yet, but we do have, Glenn Campbell's history to appreciate at this point.
So did that also inspire not just the Stone Temple Pilots, but you to come up with a chart of the day?
Well, I suppose you could argue in a sense because, let's face it, you wouldn't necessarily intuitively put together Glenn Campbell and the Stone Temple Pilots, nor would you put together the performance of growth stocks and bond volatility. But the folks at Pavilion Global Markets did just that in their latest report, really kind of looking at what you might call complacency and what they did call complacency in their report. You know, investors kind of figuring, oh, we're just going to go along because things are doing well in the markets. And so what they did is they looked at the relationship between the S&P 500's growth in value indexes. So you're talking about the fastest growing companies on the one hand and the ones that are cheapest relative to earnings or sales or whatever on the other. And then track that against a volatility gauge, which is similar to the VIX, and which we know from stocks. And this particular indicator, which is called the MOVE Index from Bank of America Merrill Lynch, looks at the Treasury market to get a sense of volatility. What you see there is that it's been coming down, as has been the case in the stock market.
Why?
And why? Because, you know, things are getting settled. It's time of year when people just don't figure much is going to move markets, that they're anticipating events to come. You know, whatever the reason, what made the chart interesting was that the Pavilion basically went back and, you know, kind of drew this relationship literally, and I recreated it for the chart, inverting this MOVE index so you can really focus on what's been happening with the growth stocks. And, you know, we're talking about the technology companies and others. If you want to know more, folks, send me an email. I'll get you the chart, the explanation that goes with it. And everything I do going forward, the email address is dwilson@bloomberg.net. That's dwilson@bloomberg.net.
I definitely want to know more. But a lot of things I want to know more about. That's why we have Carl Wigadana here. He's our chief U.S. economist of Bloomberg Intelligence. What do you think of that, Carl? I think it's pretty interesting, actually.
I was fascinated to find out that Glenn Campbell played with the Beach Boys for a brief spat.
Yeah. That was not as interesting to me as what Dave just had. That's just me.
Funny you mention that because People Magazine put out a sort of a list of songs that he played on. You have to remember, he was part of the Wrecking Crew that basically, among other things, appeared on Phil Spector recordings. So, you know, you've got Hello Mary Lou by Ricky Nelson. You've got Surf City by Jan and Dean. I Get Around by the Beach Boys. You Lost That Love and Feeling by the Righteous Brothers. You just don't know this man's history unless you really kind of go back and dig into it.
Which makes Carl think about the economics of
productivity.
See? I knew he was going there.
Just like Glenn Campbell was such a productive songwriter and performer, today we had the 2Q productivity figures, and it should not come as much surprise that productivity inched back a little bit in the second quarter because we knew we had decent GDP growth and pretty solid job creation in not only the second quarter but the first half of the year. But the issue here is that we are still in the productivity doldrums, and a lot of economists are, wringing their hands, wondering if this will ever end. And I think that's a fairly straightforward resolution to this soft patch, which has gone on for now several years. And that simply is that as labor cost pressures intensify, businesses will take will make the types of investment that enhance productivity levels. They'll invest in capital and whatnot. There's little incentive to do so right now because wage pressures have been slack. And we saw that in today's unit labor cost details in the productivity report. We saw it in average hourly earnings last Friday. And we saw it in the employment cost index the Friday before that.
But Carl, so from what you're saying, it sounds like most of this was expected. So are you telling me that the data we're getting today has no importance for the Fed? We don't see any changes in those outlooks?
Well, the Fed is very concerned about this low productivity trend that has been present in the economy for now most of the current economic cycle. So I don't know that today's report is a game changer in that regard, but there's a lot of concern there. How can the Fed is asking how they can possibly achieve, let's say, 3% GDP growth if productivity growth remains as sluggish as it has been for some time. Again, the question is, you know, is a chicken and egg type of question. Will businesses just start reinvesting in capital and that will boost productivity, or will they be forced to do so because of upstream price pressures?
What is not contributing to productivity here? What kind of things have contributed to productivity in the past and is not happening now?
Well, what's not contributing to productivity now is this slack that's been in the labor force. So, you know, there's not a whole lot of incentive for businesses to make these types of capital investments. And if they become more optimistic about economic prospects, which initially looked like it might be the case after the election, but that kind of faltered, you know, if they're more optimistic about the outlook and workers start demanding higher wages, you'll see productivity follow suit.
Dave, is that registering in the stock market at all, or is this all about geopolitical pressures here?
Well, I mean, it's part of the backdrop, no question, because, you know, what's happening in the economy, if nothing else, is going to influence what the Federal Reserve does down the line. And that becomes sort of an issue that looms large next month when the policymakers get together. And so it's a matter of, you know, how do things unfold from here, and to what extent do companies have to worry about that when it comes to their earnings and their revenue?
Viva Las Vegas, indeed. That was Glenn Campbell on the guitar on that one, in Viva Las Vegas. Yeah, that happened. That was the Wrecking Crew, too. Great stuff, guys. Thank you, as always. Carl Rigadon, our chief U.S. economist from Bloomberg Intelligence, and Dave Wilson with his music, trivia, song, and chart of the day. All in one. You listen to Bloomberg Markets and Bloomberg Radio. This is Nathan Hager right now with a look at what's going on in the world. Nathan.
Yeah, learn something new every day. Thanks, Corey. Well, President Trump may have warned of fire and fury against North Korea, but Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says essentially not to worry.
Nothing that I have seen and nothing that I know of would indicate that the situation has dramatically changed in the last 24 hours.
Speaking aboard a plane over Southeast Asia, Tillerson says the president sent North Korean leader Kim Jong-un a message in language he would understand. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis followed that message up with a statement of his own, saying Pyongyang should stop considering actions that would lead to the end of its regime and the destruction of its people.
For decades, North Korea has had the potential to attack with very little notice and inflict hundreds of thousands of casualties. We've deterred North Korean military adventurism by having our own forces there and by our own strategic nuclear deterrent, and that's still operative.
Retired General Wesley Clark speaking earlier on Bloomberg Television. This afternoon, President Trump is taking aim at Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell after he told a Kentucky Rotary Club this week that the president may have had excessive expectations of how quickly major legislation can pass. The president tweeted, after 7 years of hearing repeal and replace, why not done? The UN's migration agency says up to 50 migrants from Somalia and Ethiopia have been deliberately drowned when a smuggler forced them into the sea off the coast of Yemen. The International Organization for Migration statement calls the incident shocking and inhumane. It says staffers found the shallow graves of 29 migrants on a beach during a routine patrol. Global news, 24 hours a day, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. This is Bloomberg.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, let's face it, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. There's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
What could you do if your data was working for you and not against you? With Bloomberg delivering enterprise data directly to your systems, you get easy access to the details you want, optimized for higher-level analysis, and financial data experts committed to helping you maximize your every move. Our data is made for more, so you can show the world what you're made of. Visit Bloomberg.com/enterprise data to learn more.